If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today we have an interview with Chris Hahn and Jason Cohen. They are the two cousins from the Vanderpump Rules reboot, and they have been romantically linked to people on their cast. So in addition to the drama that has obviously resulted from those situations naturally, they have also been the talk of Sir with their OnlyFans activity, which is plentiful, as well as a penis pump that was found in their apartment. So that obviously resulted in a lot of conversation. And also outside of the show, Chris has made waves with a comment that he made about original Vanderpump Rules star Katie Maloney, who we love. He and Shane, also from the reboot, were doing an interview, I think with E, where they were asked what they thought about Katie's comments when the reboot was announced. She called it cheap. We had not been introduced to them or seen any of the show, but when it was initially announced, she had said that the reboot was cheap. And they said that they didn't know who she was. That was their response to that question. So she naturally shot back with, I said the rebooting felt cheap before it came out. But you know what? I was right. Give your cousin a kiss for me. Which is, of course, an allusion to the OnlyFans drama that has popped up on the show because there's allegedly a video of them like massaging each other. That Angelica, who was on the show earlier this week, had taken issue with and brought up to the rest of the cast. So then Jason also made a video defending Chris in the situation, saying that he meant no harm. You know, in response to all this, Kristen Doty, Jasmine Good from The Valley, of course, Kristen, of course, an original Vanderpump Rules cast member, Sheena Shea, an original Vanderpump Rules star, they all defended Katie. And Sheena said, these boys need to show some respect to an OG who paved the way for them. So yeah. Chris, Jason, and I had a lot to talk about. And I think with the reboot cast, it really is this fine line between like having not been like a huge fan of the show and feeling like a fanboy who just wants to sort of like be in with the Vanderpump Rules cast or not watching the show before being on it because, you know, that way you know that you're not mimicking what came before you. But then it's like, when does that cross into disrespecting the people that did come before you and did pave the way and did make it so you can even be on a show called Vanderpump Rules a decade after they were? So after talking to Chris and Jason, I do think that they realized they did not skate that line perfectly, but we did, of course, get into all of that. So keep listening for my chat with Chris Hahn and Jason Cohen. Tune in to the Vanderpump Rules reboot Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Bravo. You can stream it next day on Peacock. And we'll be back tomorrow with a long chat about the Summer House season 10 premiere, which I thought was excellent. Thanks for listening. I want a gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Chris Hahn and Jason Cohen from Vanderpump Rules, a pair of cousins who have definitely made a splash at Sur, and they're getting a lot of people talking, especially at this point in the season that we're seeing. Thanks for being here, guys. How are you?
For sure.
Good. Doing amazing.
Can't complain.
Yeah. Yeah. Even with all the talk going around, we're in a good spot.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of crazy Instagram comments and Instagrams and stuff like that, DMs. But to be honest, I love it. I think everyone's so supportive right now. And I think it's just the way that we handle that, the way you like project your energy out. I think people kind of are reflective to that in a sense. So it's been cool. It's been cool to see that.
What is the nature of the crazy comments that you're getting?
Just obviously about like our life and what we've done, especially on the show, the OnlyFans culture,
yes.
that kind of stuff. And people were just supportive on like,
yeah.
I think how I handled it. I did make a video on this. It could be a little embarrassing and stuff for some people, but it's just like, oh, wow, they handled that with, I don't want to say like cockiness, more confidence, you know, and just genuine nature of like, this is who I am. This is what I've done. And I'm proud about it. And it's almost like, wow, like that's a good way to look at it, maybe, and just the way that people respond to that it seems positive.
Yeah. Well, and we'll get into all that in a second, but I wanted to go back to the beginning of the season because I remember, I think it was both of you sort of talking about like how you were approaching being at Sur and sort of, I think by proxy, like being on the show, and you weren't shy about like talking about like what your bigger aspirations were and sort of viewing mm-hmm. maybe part of this experience as like a stepping stone to something else and maybe like yes. your original dream. Can you like, I guess, elaborate on that? Because I admire just like how forthcoming you were about that, because a lot of people don't want to admit that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the main reason why we even applied to work at Sur was to kind of use it as a stepping stone, to use it as another opportunity to gain more opportunities. It's a great place to network. You know, there's always people coming in and out that mm-hmm. are good people to know, you know, in the industry and just in LA in general. And, I think that's initially why we took that chance. We took that leap. And I bartend there, he's serving, and we, to this day, we meet so many cool people. We're making a lot of connections, a lot of networking, and yeah, it's been awesome so far. And I think where we are right now, you know, this is almost our fourth year mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, obviously moving from New Jersey. And every year I feel like we've just been kind of growing, you know, meeting more people, doing our thing, and just trying to grind as much as we can. You know, we have so many more things that we want to do out here. And this is just the beginning.
So, Gib, your question was in the beginning of like what we talked about, like just other passions and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Cause I think that sometimes, just like kind of frankly, it's like some people come into these reality show experiences and they're just like, this is like what they have wanted.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I think that you guys kind of were a little bit different about it in a way that I found refreshing.
Yeah. So for me, honestly, coming to LA in general, like before this previously, I had a whole different life. I was in medical school. I left that. I came out here in LA. Chris, you know, he's not just like my family, but my best friend. He's been so supportive with all my dreams and aspirations and kind of jumped on board with me. When I came out here, I take acting seriously. I know on the show, it doesn't really show that as much. You only fit so much in, you know, a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, I come from a pretty educated background. Like I study, I work hard for what I have in my mind. And to be honest, like when I have passion for something, I work really hard for it. And I do love acting. And, you know, I don't let other things around my life like define me on, you know, there's this image for an actor, like a certain way that they have to be and this and that, like a proper look. And for me, I think everybody takes an interesting road to their self. Like look at Robert Downey Jr. Like his whole story is completely like different. And I think for me, I was just so proud of my passion and where I wanted to go with it. So I have a huge love for acting, writing, and maybe even producing one day. I just want to say like there's like an artistic side of me that I've always enjoyed. I was the kid playing baseball looking at the butterflies. Like I really wasn't playing, you know? And like my parents always laughed at that. It's just who I am and I have no control over it. Whether it's ADHD mm-hmm. or whatever it is, I kind of use it to my advantage. And the thing with when I came to LA, like it was acting. And we didn't have much in the beginning. And, you know, it was just like, I just kept telling myself, we visited all our old restaurants and jobs this week. And it was so cool to go back and see that. I went to the bathroom that I would pray in every day during this restaurant shift and just be like, I can do this. And it's just like one of those things that like, you know, if it's not a career about it and you love something, just keep doing it for the love. Yeah. And like, that's what I'm going to keep doing, you know?
Absolutely. Did your outlook change on the reality TV aspect of it by the end of this experience? I mean, now, I mean, the season's, we're at the tail end of the season. It's, you know, we're going to the reunion. So you're almost at sort of like a full cycle of being on a reality show. Like, did your relationship sort of what it could lead to, or like your enjoyment of it, did that change at all from the beginning?
Honestly, it's such a beautiful orchestration. Like, it's like, how everything works together and how everybody on the whole show is like kind of like a giant collaboration of like, you can kind of put it in like an art sense. It's pretty amazing. Like, I love it. I think it's a great way to tell a story. I think they did a really good job at describing everything that truly happened. And people are like, oh, it's fake, this and that, like ask me sometimes. I'm like, to be honest, like, it is pretty damn real. Like, I feel like everything that happened on the show is pretty real. A lot of the times you do hear people say, oh, that didn't happen. It's just like, maybe they didn't like the way they looked. Like,
right.
You know, on other shows before, there's things that it might not look the way it looked, but what you see is what you get. What you do is what's on TV. And like, for me, I feel like this show has been amazing. It's been really cool.
Same for you, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just been very authentic in terms of, like what Jason said, like what has happened, what has occurred. And I think it's amazing that we can display our whole life, you know, and we can kind of write our own story about, you know, how it is. And compared to my other reality TV shows, it's much different because I'm explaining parts of, you know, my whole life
instead of your life,
parts of my life as in like dating, because it was dating. And so, yeah, I mean, it's been an amazing experience, even just, you know, watching ourselves on TV and watching everything unfold and getting all the appreciation and love. And also on the other side of that, the opposite end, you know, it's been interesting. And we, you know, we got four more episodes left.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to see, you know, how everyone reacts to everything, because there's a lot more to unfold.
Oh, yeah.
You two, let's just get this part out of the way. Chris, you kind of got in some hot water for what you said about Katie Maloney, a former cast member of the show. Jason, you defended him. What did you learn from the hoopla around that? Because I think that from like a viewer perspective and somebody I've watched the show since the beginning, it's like, I think it showed sort of still how protective people are of that original cast, I guess. And so like doing any sort of shade about them wasn't going to land. So what did you learn from that whole thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was quite humbling, believe it or not. I mean, I think what I learned was to maybe do more due diligence. The fact of the matter is I meant no disrespect towards it. It was just my honest, genuine, just reaction. I have never watched the show. Mm-hmm. And I think I never really wanted to watch the show because I didn't want to have any notions before getting, but while filming, I didn't want it to change anything. I don't want to change any part of, you know, who I wanted to be on the show. You know, I felt like I just wanted to be myself. I didn't want to have any preconceived ideas of what to expect. And so that was just my genuine reaction. You know, I really didn't mean any disrespect to Katie at all. You know, I don't think Shane did as well. And I think moving forward, maybe I'll just think more before I answer a question like that. I think sometimes my mouth works before my brain does. And it's only a mistake if I don't learn from it. So it won't happen again.
Well, I think it's like, I was talking to Audrey and she also had not watched the show. And I think that is actually a good move, because then you're not sort of trying to replicate what the success of the original show was. But it's also this fine line of still having like respect for the people who sort of paved the way. And so, you know, but that it makes sense that you guys are sort of learning that as you go.
Yeah. And like, I knew that from Chris. Like, we both were really genuine with everything we said before when we talked to people. Like, we honestly didn't watch the show and we wanted to. And I was like, maybe we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when I made that Instagram video to get your back, it wasn't to be like, oh, I'm getting back at Katie. It was more like, hey, I'm just trying to clarify things. Like, we have mad respect for you.
Yeah.
But like, really busy with a lot of things and we never got to catch up on that or the Valley, but we want to. And we have like hella respect for the people who paved the path for like what a great success this show has been.
So yeah,
we're grateful. And also like at the same time, it was just like, you know, it's my boy. I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm just trying to like clear things up. We're not trying to like throw shade.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think it makes sense.
And obviously like if I would have known who Katie Maloney was, I would not have intentionally thrown shade at all. You know?
I don't think you ever like, threw shade. You just said,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it wasn't
just like a dry, humorous answer.
I guess like coming into this whole experience,
I think it's the OnlyFans factor has been interesting because I think that you have been able to showcase the business side of it and like how you guys actually approach it and what your mentality is sort of as a duo when it comes to like making money off of that and stuff. But then there's this whole other flip side to it where it's become this storyline of like, you know, Angelica's scandalized by it and people are sort of coming to your defense. Did you expect it to become that kind of storyline or that kind of to be filtered through that lens?
You know, it's so crazy. In the beginning of this, I told Chris, I was like, dude, what about OnlyFans? What did they find out? And we were thinking about deleting it.
Yeah.
And I was just really? Like, because I felt like I wanted a new chapter in my life. And I felt like I wanted to just kind of be done with OnlyFans. And as much as I liked it, it was like a hard decision for me to make because I built such a big platform and my fans are awesome. I always say this to my fans, like, yo, it'd be nothing without you guys. Like, you guys are my biggest supporters, just like the people on Vanderpump who, you know, love or dislike us. Like, it comes down to like, you know, you have people that want to interact with you. I built a big fan base on OnlyFans and I didn't want to say bye to all of them. And I was like, I don't know what to do. But when it came out, I'm thinking, holy fuck, like, this is, oops, sorry, I don't know if I'm
allowed
to curse.
You're allowed to curse on
I'm
this
like,
show, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, like, the penis pump thing, like, I said this, like, at first, it's a little embarrassing. It's almost like your parents caught you jerking off. Like, it's like, oh my God, like, I don't know. But, like, it's just, like, a weird situation. I felt like American Pie. Like, I just didn't know what to do. But then I thought, like, everybody liked Jim from American Pie. He was vulnerable. He was owned up his situation. Mm-hmm. He's kind of awkward. That's kind of me. And I was like, you know what? Maybe somebody can learn from this experience. Like, and I just kind of leaned into it.
Yeah.
And I felt like when I did that, the acceptance kind of like showered over me. It was almost like a sense of like liberation. Is that the word?
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever. And I just felt like, okay, I'm owning who I am. Like, I'm not hiding it anymore.
Right.
And I do post it on my Instagram. I do post it in my story. But it was almost like this, like, weird Spider-Man mask where I was like Peter Parker day and Spider-Man at night. It's my OnlyFans name is a different name. So I felt, like, okay to do it. But then when it came to, like, reality and, like, in a workspace and Elisa's there, I'm like, holy hell. But
but now they've kind of converged. They've kind of come together.
So I didn't expect it to be this storyline. But when it did come upon to that happen, I thought, hey, I'm just going to keep leaning into it.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. And it did expose a lot of things for what other people have in OnlyFans. And like, I think that that could help a lot of people be like, hey, I want to be like take a power step with what I do, too. And whatever you do. And I'm sure you have to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew it was going to be a big thing on the show. Just because there was obviously so much talk around it, just with the Angelica thing, obviously Demi was talking about it too.
Cool.
You know, I mean, it's, I think the most important thing about us doing OnlyFans is it doesn't define who we are, you know? And I think I'm really happy to see how most of it's come out already that it hasn't been defining who we are, you know? And it's just a part of the journey and we're so open about it. Like he said, we're not cocky about it. We're just confident. And I knew it was going to be a big deal, though. There was a lot of controversy.
Is there anything that you want to clarify about the video in question that was the topic du jour this week?
I kind of want to keep that up to the fans to see.
Yeah.
I want the story to evolve for itself.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I always thought that I don't need to justify, like, presence through my words. I just want the actions to kind of flow, and what they portrayed, I was happy with that for what unfolds with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, if people really, really want to find out, just go.
They can,
like,
sign up.
Yeah.
Has the show been good for business for the OnlyFans?
It's been okay.
Okay. has there been a spike in signups?
I'd say that the fan base is awesome and I love them. Mm-hmm. They're so cool.
Okay.
I think if anything, it's brought our community even together stronger.
Yeah.
And so that's been awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I just think that, like, if you haven't signed up yet, you should probably do it now because it's a great community.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, I feel like we're seeing, Jason, you and Natalie start to get close and cozy. And I mean, you both were sort of like, the Shane and Angelica factor is interesting, sort of how it all kind of weaves together. And then for Chris, like, you and Audrey have a good thing going, but it seems to be like there are going to be some roadblocks coming up. Like,
yes.
I think
tease a little bit for how we're going to see those two situations evolve? Because I feel like every episode of the season, you guys, it's been like musical chairs, honestly.
No, for sure. So I know we left off with, you know, the club scene where we're all dancing and
yeah. But also, I've seen this week's episode where
oh, you did see it.
Yes, where you leave the full trip, the rest of the trip.
Oh, you saw it. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. So yeah. Honestly, me and Natalie, I saw a lot of myself in her, and I feel like when I see someone hold that pain, like. She had this like anxious thing with her friends. Like I didn't really understand in the beginning. So I connected to her with that. And then we just got really cool. So from where it goes from here, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say really, but okay. I just felt so like I was going through a lot in my life too at the time. And she was just like a really good friend. So I think we just bonded on that. Just like one human to another. We were just connected. And I was like, this person's really cool. And I like where it went. Yeah.
Okay. Chris, what about for you? What about you?
Yeah, as for Audrey, I feel like we, as pretty much like a couple on the show, I think we're the most sane duo.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes. And obviously, you know, we're going to have our hiccups. You know, we're not perfect. But this is the thing is, I don't want to give too much away because the next few episodes you're going to see a lot unfold between Audrey and myself.
So it seems like she doesn't think you're emotionally available. That's sort of what the teaser for the next week's episode.
Right.
Were you emotionally available at that time to Audrey from your perspective?
I am, but it's more complicated than that. It's okay. Much more complicated than that. And, you know, I've when it comes to the reunion, actually, I talk a lot about that. And even just in the next following episodes, you'll see more of my side on that as well.
So so there's more that we're going to find out sort of maybe from what 1,000%. You're bringing to the situation.
Yes.
Okay.
The tip of the iceberg right now.
Okay. How was the reunion? Were you ever in the hot seat? Were things kind of resolved?
Everyone was kind of in the hot seat a little bit. I feel like everyone owned up to a lot. Everyone, you know, told their side, which I think was very healthy for the whole group. It was hectic. It was intense.
What's it called when you come into like a room and everyone's sitting on a chair? If somebody has like an issue,
intervention.
Intervention.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I felt like an intervention towards Angelica a little bit with some parts.
Really?
Like, got the hot seat.
Yeah.
She definitely got the hot
seat. She did.
But I think he's right. A lot of people did it was almost like a clarifying thing. Like, here's a mirror. Like, look at yourself in your actions. Like, we watched through all the episodes and it's just like, we saw how you see yourself outside the bubble. And that's a very interesting thing to do. Like when I see myself on, like when I'm watching outside, I'm like, wow, that's how I said that. That's how I look.
Right.
You know, some of the editing could change it, but at the same time, it's sometimes you don't even know your tone. You don't know how you're
coming. Right.
Like, wow, I sound a little aggressive there. I'm like, yeah. You sound aggressive there. It's interesting.
Or, you almost,
I sound a little sensitive there. So it's like reunion is like therapy and intervention at
right.
the same time.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, you learn a lot about yourself when you rewatch things because, like you said, you know, you almost take something that you said out of context. You're like, I meant it this way, but yeah, it does seem like I meant it this way. Yeah. You know, and it kind of confuses you, but then you kind of, I don't know, you kind of put yourself back on track and you remember why you felt that way.
Yeah.
You kind of put two and two together. And I think that's what the reunion is for. And I think we all hashed things out.
Yeah. Which it's really interesting too, because as a viewer, you think of all the fans and everybody has their own like intellect and their own life and their own point of view. When they see something on a show, they're going to think differently about this person. And that's why you get all these different like political standpoints. And it's really interesting. And it's just like, it's great to see. So that whole reunion was a bunch of like different colors and things that just exploded. It was great.
Did Angelica come out of that in a better place with the group, or is it still kind of?
I would like to say that Angelica has, I have nothing bad about Angelica. She's a good heart. And I think when people are hurt, sometimes they come from, you know, they come from different areas and stuff. And the way she saw straight for what it was supposed to be. And I think she came from her heart, and there's still certain personality traits that she has that everybody has that can like come off the wrong foot. And at the end of the day, sometimes it's just like, you got to look at somebody and be like, hey, like I know you're hurt. I'm sorry. Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she means.
Yeah. I think she explained more of her side on things, why she felt the way she did. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Cause I feel like honestly, what it comes down to is that like she just like doesn't agree. Like kind of like she views what you guys view. You're looking at the same thing. You're viewing it differently. And I feel like you're never going to like fully agree on it. But like,
right.
As long as she like,
yeah, she just thought it'd be an issue.
Right.
She couldn't get past it. And it's just like, I'm really happy to see her point of view like that. There's tons of people in the world, but here's the thing. You got to stand strong on what you believe in. And not everyone's going to like see it like that. And you just like, you got to say, okay. You know, but the point is like to not try to hurt somebody and not be deliberately trying to put somebody down. It's like, hey, I have my point of views, but I'm not going to go out and hurt somebody for it. I'm not saying she's trying to hurt me, but like maybe a little bit. Like,
maybe weaponize it a little bit.
I think so.
Like, hey, look, you can have your opinions and stuff and you could say things, but there's certain things that happen in life that like you just, it's not okay to do. And in that moment, I was like, like, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
So,
but at the end of the day, we forgive it. We're all human.
Exactly.
Is there anything in that situation that you two would have done differently in terms of like, I mean, everything that she was bringing up and like kind of constantly and how you maybe responded to it at all or no?
Honestly, I think I handled it so much better than I thought I ever could have. Uh-huh. Like so silent and like calm. And there's a lot of things that they didn't even show, like me and Angelica's dynamic from the beginning that they might pull up in the reunion, like other situations that happened. But I think she was coming from a place of just like she had so much going on in her life. But for me, how I handled it, what knowing now after the reunion, I think it was just like, I don't want to say strategic communication. Like I wasn't like trying to be like calculated, but it was more like time and place. Mm-hmm. And I feel everything opened up the way it was supposed to. Sometimes silent and letting things unfold the way it's supposed to is the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think just the way that it was. Angelica even found out and Audrey even found out was hilarious. I think that was, I think it was a perfect way for it to be even just acknowledged because it was unintentional.
It was organic. Yeah, it was organic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really talk too much about it. I mean, obviously, you know, Angelica and I had our little fight at TomTom, the photo shoot. And, you know, I said what I said.
You got my back there.
Yeah, she was kind of annoying in that moment. And,
I won't be there. I was like, because I wasn't there. I was like, oh, he's got my...
I was like...
And it was kind of a broken record of bringing up the penis pump. It was just like
I was trying so hard to just like...
See, if I was there...
And I was like...
If I was there... let's just say my character would have not been... I don't know how I would have handled that, bro.
I know.
So fucking mad. Like...
I don't know if she would have brought it up if you were there as much. I think like she was doing it because you weren't.
Almost felt like a test to me.
Because
I'm a very calm and collected person. And there's just that part of me I just couldn't let go. Yeah. You know, I had to. Someone had to back up my cousin. You know, and
you did a good job.
You said it so chill.
Yeah, I mean, I never say the B word, but like I felt so genuine in that moment, and I was like, that is exactly how I feel. I gotta like say it. You know,
like. Yeah. Lastly, I think that like I know that you don't view the OnlyFans stuff as like defining you, and I don't think it has defined your time on the show. But I do think like I think about the scene I think from this week's episode where the group is all sort of defending you against Angelica, like
right,
you know, dissecting this video that she hadn't even seen, and I feel like them defending you, it's kind of a great moment in terms of just like how because there are probably viewers who are also scandalized by it like Angelica is, but I almost feel like them defending you guys could open up even more people's eyes to the fact that like you guys can do whatever you want. It's not a big deal. Like it doesn't really affect anybody else. So I kind of like the sort of the potential effect that moment could have and that conversation could have on people's mindset, you know?
It honestly, like it was a very beautiful moment. I was the way that panned out, you know, I tried to deal with that with like communication and respect as much as I could. And I learned a lot about Angelica's like behavior during that situation too, and even after. And I was like, holy shit. Like it was just so eye-opening. And I hope when people see that they can understand that you know, whatever happens, like there's gonna be people that they just don't agree. It's just like just hold your ground and just believe in who you are and like stay strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was basically that. And I think everybody there was just like who kind of had our back was like, I fucking love these guys. Like, I love you guys. Like, you guys are cool as fuck. Like, we had the best time. Like, I don't care what you do. Like, And it's just like, or whatever you guys do, like, you guys are good people. Like,
right.
you lead with your heart, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, if somebody has a heart at the end of the day, it's just like, that's who they are.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. I feel like everyone kind of acknowledged that it wasn't that deep.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I could see how it's controversial. I could see how people, it's an eye opener for a lot of people. But it's, yeah, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's just what we do for business, you know,
right.
something mm-hmm. that we love to do and we, you know, that we're confident in. And like I said, just, I think they realize that it's not who we are, you know?
It's also like people have to really go search. Like, I mean, like you have to pay to see this. Like, it's not just like floating around on the internet and stuff. So I think that you guys handle that well. Well, Chris and Jason, that's all the time we have, but I really appreciate you taking the time, and I hope you've been having fun doing this whole thing, because it's been fun to watch you guys.
Hell yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank
Gabe.
You.
Nice of course. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gabe at Gabbing with Gabe on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gabe is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.